Jason Murgwich, it's Fáilte Go Dtí, Radio Pubble, Cún na Scoirbhe.
Good man, Tom.
It's Misha Tom Hanley, and you're listening to Saturday Chronicle here on Scariffa Community Radio, and I'm joined by my co-host this morning, Dara Leamy. How are you this morning, Dara?
Tommy Goma, August Tufain.
Oh, Gohanawa, Gohanawa. And Majin Bra. Now, we will get started, I suppose, on our program for this morning. And we'll start with the news headlines, and we might take turns in reading it, I suppose, as always. And I'll start, and I said, welcome to Scariffa Community Radio news headlines on the weekend of April the 20th and 21st. And the first item is, Be a Tourist in Your Own County Clare initiative. We'll start with free and half-price admission is being offered at local visitor attractions and sites across County Clare today and tomorrow. And booking for some participating attractions is essential. And if you visit the website, visit clare.ie/wow, that's W-O-W. Irish Seed Savers in Scariff is delighted to announce the launch of a series of orchard workshops. Bench grafting will take place this Saturday, the 20th of April, and you can visit the website irishseedsavers.ie to register for more information. Now, I'm sure you're a bit late for this morning, but they have loads of good courses going on there all the time. So irishseedsavers.ie, fantastic resource and enterprise here in Scariff. Now, this is one near to our hearts, isn't it, Dara?
Mm-hmm.
Sleevachtí Drama Group succeeded in getting through to the All-Ireland Drama Confined Finals in Montmellick with their play Same Old Moon. And they're performing tonight at 8 p.m. And this will be a wonderful night's entertainment, and we wish them the very best of luck and break a leg. And you can go to the website adci.ie for further details on the amateur drama circuit. And I was there. This is the third night of the festival. I was there last night and the night before. So it's a great occasion.
Yeah.
It's a lovely venue, actually. You know, a nice auditorium. So you'll be there tonight, will you?
I will, of course. I will indeed, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Has this competition been held in Montmellick before?
I don't think so. No. But it is a nice venue, all right, you know.
Okay.
And the acoustics are good. So we wish them all the best. And as I said,
County Leash, for anyone that doesn't know where Montmellick is.
Yeah. It's an hour and a half's drive.
Not too bad. Not too bad, yeah.
It's going through Portumna and Borden on that way, you know.
Not too bad.
Yeah. So a new 6-week yoga continues on Thursdays in the Whitegate GA Hall from 7 to 8 p.m. All classes are general level. And also there's a new hybrid yoga live Zoom session will take place on Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Contact Ellen Baggs via our Facebook page or WhatsApp. Yeah, Dara, I might hand over to you there for a second, please.
Yeah. World Book and Copyright Day is a celebration to promote the enjoyment of books and reading. Every April the 23rd, celebrations take place around the world to raise awareness of the magical power of books. So visit your local library and pick up a book for the simple pleasure of reading. Cunis Wellness Centre in Fecal has a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. On April the 29th, there will be a Mindful Moments for People Parenting Alone with Julie N. Booking is essential, so please visit the website, and that is cunuscentre.com. For organisations who are finding it hard to reach new volunteers, Connecting Clare Communities are running a workshop to help your organisation utilise the skills needed to create an effective recruitment campaign. It will take place on Wednesday the 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with lunch provided in the Clare Volunteer Centre Ennis. To book, visit the Clare Local Development Company website cldc.ie/CCC.
Now I'll give you a little break for a minute. Poetry Day Ireland on April the 25th is celebrating its 10th birthday this year. And the annual island-wide celebration of poetry invites the nation to read, write and share a poem on the day. And the theme for this year is Good Sports, and it's celebrating the good sport in all of us and the drive to give it a go. And you can visit their website, poetryireland.ie. Scariff Bay Community Radio's A Flow of Words programme will be having a Poetry in Motion event on Thursday the 25th in the Stug Restaurant and Wine Bar in Mount Shannon from 6:30 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. There will be readers, music and open mic slots. And if you're interested, email mountshannonpoetry@gmail.com to secure your spot.
Scariff Community College are having a Cash for Clothing and Scrap Metal Spring Clean in aid of SCC AstroTurf Pitch Project. The drop-off point at the community college is open until April the 26th. If you have any clothes or metal needing collection, contact the school or see social media for details. All support would be, of course, greatly welcome. Flagmount National School will be celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. A special day of celebrations will take place on Saturday the 27th of April with Mass at St Mary's Church at 11 a.m, followed by entertainment and refreshments in Lochranny Community Hall, and of course everybody is very welcome. As the National Spring Clean is running for April, Antashka is calling on communities in County Clare to come together and tackle Ireland's litter problem to protect biodiversity and help fight climate change. To date, there have been over 3,100 registrations nationally. Visit the website nationalspringclean.org to register. Ballina Killaloo Connect Cafe is a free, supportive space for people living with or who are affected by dementia and Alzheimer's, and any person with cognitive impairment, their family and friends. It'll be hosted by Cafe Coordinator Afrik Devan on the 30th of April from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Now, I'll give you another little break. We're toing and froing here, and then I'll let you finish up then while I get Sergeant Declan O'Keefe on the phone. And East Clare paddlers are having an adult beginners kayaking level 1 sit on top flat water skill course every Tuesday, starting on the 30th of April to the 28th of May for 5 weeks at the Scariff Harbour. Places are limited to 10 per class, and for information and to book, visit their Facebook page or email eastclarepaddlers@gmail.com.
Mount Shannon Arts are running an amateur photography competition with the team Fusion. The deadline is May the 1st. The winner will receive €100, and the Renshi will be professionally printed and framed by Cool Bond Cross Photography. The junior winner will receive €20, and for all information on the rules and regulations, visit the website mountshannonarts.ie.
The Bodike Annual Maybank Holiday 2024 Festival will take place from May the 3rd to May the 6th. And this is a family fun weekend with lots of traditional music, a family fun walk, a golf classic, kiddies disco, craft fair, and the Battle of the Townslands. I hope that doesn't get too serious. Anyway, for tickets and information, you can visit eventbrite.ie/ Bodike Annual Festival Tickets, or visit their Facebook and Instagram pages. The annual Whitegate Dinny Ryan 10K or Family 5K run will take place on Bank Holiday Monday, the 6th of May, starting at 12 noon. Registration will take place beforehand in the GAA Clubhouse and afterwards. Refreshments will be served. All are welcome. Cree challenges you to increase your steps every day for the month of May to support stroke survivors and their family. Register and donate €15 and receive a snood on completion. Visit the website stepsforstroke.iregister.ie. And Loch Derg, RNLI, marks 20 years of lifeboat service on the lake, Loch Derg, and on the 2024 Lap the Lake will take place on Saturday the 11th of May, and that's a fundraiser for where they'll cycle right around the lake, and cyclists can choose between 120 kilometres route, which brings you right around the whole lake, which is, or the shorter 65 km,
and over three counties, of course.
That's, yes, yeah, Tipperary, Clare, and my native Galway, yes, and my native town in Portumna. And the RNLI is a search and rescue charity reliant on the support of the public to continue its life-saving work. And details how to register, eventbrite.ie, oh, no, this is the English one, eventbrite.co.uk.rnli-. Loch Derg Charity Cycle 2024. Now, we'll be talking to Eleanor Hooker in a few minutes, and she'll give us more details on that. So, okay, I'll let you finish then.
Right, very good. We'll move on. East Clare Golf Club will be having their 2024 to 2026 Get Into the Golf programme for beginners starting in mid-May. If any ladies are interested in learning to play golf, please come along to the introductory course. It's one evening a week for 8 weeks. You will get 4 lessons with a professional and 4 on-course lessons with a lady club member, all for just €100. Visit the website eastclaregolf.ie. A special tree planting ceremony took place in Inishcaltra National School, Mount Shannon, last week in memory of the late Ulton Hayes on the 10th anniversary of his passing. The tree was planted by Ulton's family in the presence of the school pupils and staff. Also in attendance were a number of Ulton's classmates and former staff from Inishcaltra National School. And finally, a Scariff man, Anthony Whelan, known as a low-key but effective operator in Brussels, has temporarily taken over as European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's Chief of Staff. Mr. Whelan, a qualified barrister, joined Dr. von der Leyen's team in late 2019 as her advisor on digital policy. He has been her point person dealing with large tech multinationals, meeting executives from Meta, Google, Amazon, Stripe, Microsoft, and so many others. He is described as an immensely honourable person with a good sense of humour and is well-liked. We wish him, of course, the very best of luck. So that's the news headlines. Tune in to the main news when we will have an update on these stories and some music. News headlines are compiled by Ursula Hogan and read by myself, Dara Leamy, and my co-host, Tom Henley. Thank you very much for listening and take care.
Thanks, Dara. So I think we should be joined on the phone now by Sergeant Declan O'Keefe. Declan, can you hear us okay?
I can hear you, yeah.
Good
morning.
So tell me, are you enjoying the fine weather this morning?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Great to see the sun shining.
So tell us what's been happening from a Garda point of view in East Clare in the last week. Anything of interest that you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, look, Tom, thankfully, it's been quite the past week from a crime point of view anyway. So I'm not looking for any information in regards to crime. But I suppose just to talk about crime prevention maybe and road safety, if I could, this morning. Mm-hmm. Road safety is very much in the national headlines as well. And just, I suppose, again, to appeal to people locally to adhere to the rules of the road, to mind their driving, never drink and drive, never take an intoxicant drugs and drive. A lot of our traffic core people are out on the road, and our uniform officers are now doing 30 minute checkpoints a day. So you should meet more guards on the road on a daily basis. And anybody that is driving under the influence of an intoxicant will be stopped. And we are stopping people, unfortunately, still in today after all the warnings. Also, the other side of it is distraction driving is a huge problem at the moment. I think we can all see when we're on the roads now that people are on their phones, and not alone are we taking calls, but people are texting on WhatsApp and texting on the normal platforms, the SMS platforms. So look, there's anecdotal evidence as well that people are, you know, looking at YouTube and that while they're driving. All it takes is 1 or 2 seconds to take your eyes off the road, you know, you're involved in a major collision, or worse still, you're the cause of a major collision. You know, you have to live with that then for the rest of your life.
Yes.
So just appeal to people again. I know it's been in the national headlines, but just locally here, we don't want any deaths or any tragic incidents, you know, coming into fine weather here. We want people to go out and enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Tom, really, basically, that's it.
And it's amazing, and I do a good bit of driving, as you know, for work. I could say I do about 1,000 kilometres a week, nearly more than I care to be doing. But the amount of people you see on their mobile phones is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And trying to negotiate maybe junctions and still on the phone at the time. You know, you'll get away with it 99 times out of 100, but what happens the 100th time? You know, it can be just a disaster for them and for some other innocent individual out there.
Well, the fact is that there is evidence now, and like you say, we can all see it. We can all see people on the phones, but there is evidence that, that they are responsible for traffic collisions, and they have been responsible for fatalities. You know, it's just not worth it. If you need to take a call, if you need to send a text, just pull over and delay by. It's 1 or 2 minutes of your day.
Yes.
And it's just that split second. It's just not worth it. But definitely, it's a major focus of an Garda Síochána now, the distraction driving and in particular the drunk driving. Also, I noticed this morning, Tom, coming into work and just driving around, like that, there's a lot of agri tractors on the road now, and the farmers have a welcome relief, you know, to get back on trafficability and the land, and they're doing jobs and whatever. And look, just what I'd appeal to people as well is just look to be patient. You know, we all meet tractors on the road, and you're caught behind the tractor for a mile or for a kilometre. You know,
I'd appeal to
the farmers to pull in maybe after a kilometre or two and let a bit of traffic go. But also just appeal to people just to be patient. You know, it's been a long, protracted winter, and you know, people need to get out and do jobs. And no more than that, ourselves, we want to get out and we want to do jobs.
There's loads of trailers and loads of ladders, loads of movement.
What I appeal to people is, if they're carrying loads and trailers and that, just look to make sure that the loads are secure. Because look, you know, that can be a hazard on the roads.
We'd be talking about silage season, I presume, in another maybe 4 or 5 weeks or something. We should nearly be talking about it now, but it's delayed this year. But you know, and then you could have a tractor and a trailer load of silage could be 40-ton weight or something. So they're massive. You know, they can't stop in a hurry. You know, so and the other thing, Declan, is I would be aware of, I suppose, fine weather, tractors are moving, but there could be people driving those tractors and operating machinery for 15 to 18 hours a day, you know, and the risk of tiredness is huge.
Absolutely. No more than driving cars, and no more than driving large vehicles.
Just look
to make sure that people take breaks. But again, that's what, for anybody out there driving articulated lorries and driving, you know, rigid lorries, is, again, I'd appeal to them to slow down. You know, our roads are, you know, like, they're not built for big vehicles like that. And again, just to make sure that loads are secure. And look, if any member of the public is driving behind a vehicle and there's an insecure load, look, we want to know about that. Let us know.
Ring
999, ring 112, or ring Dana's number. And Tom, I said this here, there mightn't be anybody in the station.
Yeah.
In Scariff, there mightn't be anyone in the station in Tulla, there mightn't be anyone in the station in Killaloe, but there's always a car operating. So, like, Ennis is the point. If it's not an emergency, what I'd appeal to people is to ring the Ennis number, and that's 065-684-8100. I think we've said it on multiple occasions.
I know that by heart at this stage,
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, we want to know, and if there's any suspicious vehicles in the area. You know, we had a few burglaries a couple of weeks ago. Thankfully, look, you know, we've had a lot of help from the public in that regard. And, you know, there's still inquiries and investigations going on there. We haven't had any crime in the last number of weeks, which we were very thankful for. But I'm very thankful for the public that all the calls we got in relation to them burglaries in the East Clare area. And it's very important, you know, the people out there are our eyes and ears on the ground. And without their valuable information, you know, it assists us in investigating. You know, it's very important for us. So again, to thank all the people and to keep making the calls. You know, if you're in any doubt at all, or the Gardaí thinks I'm stupid, no way. We want to hear every, you know, bit of information, no matter how you know, small you think it will be, it could be a major thing for us, you know, in tying something together.
Declan, can I ask, we've heard recently that Gardaí have been told to give 30 minutes of their time to show their presence on the roads across the country.
Yep.
Do you welcome the news?
Well, absolutely. And I suppose, look, we endeavour to do that anyway in our daily tours. It's not always possible. You know, the resources that we have sometimes don't allow us to do that, but we're scheduled to do checkpoints on a daily basis. And, you know, it's a very important part of our work to be out there. Obviously, the geographical area of East Clare, when you're covering a car from Killaloe and Scariff, it's huge. So, you know, just because you don't see a car maybe for a week or so, you should start seeing the cars out there more often and doing more spot checks, you know, which is good, like, you know, and that's what we want.
But, yes.
Oh, I do welcome it. We'd love to have more resources, Dara. We're shouting for the rooftops.
I know.
There's been a very successful recruitment campaign last February, and there's a lot of members coming back into Garda Síochána, and we hope that that would continue.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I noticed over the years, that Declan, is as the guards are getting younger and younger, you know. Is there any chance we're getting older, under, you know?
Yeah, we're all getting older.
We are indeed.
Yeah, but like, youth is very important,
and that's why I'm saying
the new recruitment campaign. I know that they raised the age limit to 49 or to 50.
I just missed
which is positive as well.
Yeah.
But it's great to see the youth coming in because it refreshes everything.
Yeah, it does, and it keeps
things moving within the organisation, so it's very welcome, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Declan, look at you have nothing else then of note at the minute, have you?
No, I've nothing else
for the
moment.
Thanks again,
Tom,
for taking the time to talk.
I just want to say that people going to the match in Ennis tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
There'll obviously be a huge crowd going into Ennis tomorrow. So just again, leave early. Don't be under pressure on the road. It's going to be busy. There's going to be tailback. Yeah. And if you're parking your cars in town, just make sure that you're not causing an obstruction.
Yes.
And that you don't leave any personal belongings in the back seat or in the front seat or just in view, you know, because look, it's an opportunistic crime, leaving a laptop, leaving a mobile phone, leaving some other valuable device in the back seat, bang, just elbow in the back window and out. And just don't make it easy for criminals, that's all.
That's a good point to end on,
Declan. And enjoy the match, and hopefully the batter will do the job.
Declan, would you believe I'm not going to the match in Cusick Park tomorrow? I'm going to Dublin to the under-16 Leinster football final, ladies football final. My granddaughter's playing corner forward, so I'm going to have to get out the blue jersey tomorrow. Blood is thicker than water, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Best of luck, Declan, and the best of luck to the footballers. They're playing Watford this evening.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Declan, and thanks again for all the work you do there on behalf of the community.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Take care, God bless.
Thanks for all.